I am so excited to have with me in the studio today for our weekly podcast, Miss Kat Cora.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. I hear that you're here doing a guest DJ project.
I am. I'm doing a little guest DJing today, so that ought to be fun. That ought to be a good time.
So pie.
Yes.
I can't talk to somebody who has that little southern inflection in their voice as you do without asking about pie. Was it something that you grew up, did a lady near you raise you on homemade pie?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, in the South, I mean, there's several different pies that we're really, you know, famous for. One is the lemon icebox pie, which is my personal favorite because it's very similar to key lime, which I love too. I'm kind of one of those. I'm not a chocolate pie girl necessarily, even though my dad would argue with me, but and probably my 7-year-old son. But I really love the lemony kind of, you know, citrusy kind of pies with a little bit of, you know, cream on top and a nice good crust. And so that was my personal favorite. But then we had the coconut cream pie. That was very famous in the South, and also the chocolate meringue. And I mean, the meringues, you know, are 4 or 5 inches high. So that's really what we grew up in, mostly in the summer. And then obviously for the holidays, we're all about the pecan pie, you know. So my grandmother made. I make a great one for my grandmother. It's a white chocolate pecan pie that's just
wow.
And she also made a dark chocolate. Now, I prefer the white chocolate because, again, I like it a little. I like bittersweet chocolate, but I'm much more of like that kind of, I love that white chocolate. It's a little milder, you know, but if I had my choice between white chocolate, milk chocolate, and bittersweet, I'd probably have to say it'd be white chocolate and bittersweet. And so, you know, we use a lot of different chocolates in our pecan pies, but I like just a good old-fashioned crust, you know, that good crust. And just a good old-fashioned regular pecan pie any day of the week.
Do you use caro syrup?
We do. We use caro syrup and just some really good, pecans. But, you know, the pecans got to be, you know, some whole but a little mix, you know, to get those textures in there and not, you know, not too broken up, but maybe right in the middle and a few whole pieces as well. So, you know, that's my personal favorite. I have to have one of those every holiday and, you know, and maybe even during the middle of the year. I mean, it doesn't have to just be for the holidays. And in the South, I mean, obviously for us, you know, peaches are you know, especially in Mississippi, we get good peaches in Mississippi. And so, you know, peach pie for me is just, I mean, peach pie with some good vanilla ice, warm, good vanilla ice cream on it in the middle of the summer, doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't get any better than that. Do you thicken with flour, cornstarch, or tapioca?
Well, you know, a lot of my relatives growing up, a lot of what my grandmother, great grandmother, some of those pie recipes was mostly with flour. But you know, I definitely know that, you know, there's some, you know, corn starches. Both of those, all three of those, are pretty good. You just have to be careful with the flour; it gets a little bit too, you know, gluteny and kind of, you know, gummy.
Viscous
sometimes. So you be really careful with that. So I prefer now, you know, I use corn starches or tapioca just to, you know, for a little bit more lightness versus that kind of real super thicky kind of thing going on.
And crust, lard or butter?
Well, I mean, you know, I grew up obviously with lard crust in the South, but I tend to stay to the butter. I mean, you know, obviously you can't beat a lard crust. I mean, when I go home, you know, Mississippi, it's like, you know, all the ladies, you know, from the old school, they're all, you know, and men, there's some men that bake pies out there, guys, you know, but, you know, they tend to use good lard. And I mean,
it is. It's the best.
It's the best. I mean, I can't argue with that, but I have to try to lighten it up a little bit, you know, even though it's like going from lard to butter. It's like, I mean, you know, there you go. You know, it's kind of equal, but lard is really good for, I mean, what can you say?
I want to go back and ask you a question about your pecan pie. When you're preparing the filling, do you tend to mix your nuts in with the caro syrup and egg mixture and then pour it in the shell? Or do you lay all the nuts in the shell and then pour the egg mixture over?
Well, the way my grandmom taught me, because I love hers, is to mix everything together and pour it in. And that's kind of how I just learned to do it. That's the way my mom does it. That's the way, you know, my family does it. And I just feel like for me, it seems to get a really good mixture in there, again, of mixing those different kinds of nuts. It depends. I mean, if you're just mixing in, you know, the same style of nut, I mean, the question could be, does it really matter if they're all crushed pretty equally? But again, we have that nice mixture for texture of some whole and a little bit of, you know, split and a little bit of crush, you know, not crushed, you know, mealy crush, but just the chunks. So I was always taught to just mix everything together and also get some of that. It's nice to get some of those, to heat the pecans a little bit, to get some of those oils out and that flavor. Because those nut oils start kind of leaching out into your mixture if it's nice and warm for a minute, and then pouring that in, and that's the way I was always taught. I still do it today.
Yum! I might have to make one in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
Thank
exactly.
you so much, Kat.
Thanks a lot to everybody. Thank you.
That was Kat Cora talking to us about what else pie.